Very good morning to you. It's me, Malcolm Graham-Wood, again, and it's a great pleasure to be doing another CEO interview here on TIP TV. Today I have got back by popular demand Dr. Robert Trice, who is the CEO of Hurricane Energy. This time yesterday, Robert would have been on the rig. He flew down to Aberdeen and then down. I'm sure it was just to see us, but thank you very much indeed for joining again,
pleasure.
Robert.
Absolute
lovely
pleasure.
To see you. And there's so much to talk about. It was only back in June that you were last in the chair. And at that time, we were talking about the fact that you just raised some money from Kerogen and Crystal Amber, which meant that you could move straight to drilling the two wells, which completed, ironically, this morning almost, because you put out an announcement this morning, which we'll come back to in a second. But perhaps you could talk us through these two wells, the pilot well, the horizontal well, where it's taken you in such a short period of time.
Absolutely. Well, the objective of the pilot well was to work out how deep the oil was on Lancaster, and we were able to confirm a deeper oil than our 2C case in the competent person's report, and we were also able to demonstrate a very high flow rate, over 14,000 barrels. The horizontal well, very different objective. That was actually to have a well ready for production on our EPS, so another 1 kilometre horizontal well. And as you saw from this morning's press release, that's now completed. Very successful flow rates, good PI, and we're ready now with two wells to plug in to a field development plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's very exciting. The press release this morning says that you've done 6,520 barrels a day, and using the EPS, the submersible pump, back up to the 14,500. And your PI productivity index of 147, that's very good, isn't it, 147?
It's extremely good, yes. It's up there with one of the most efficient reservoir on the planet. So, really...
Yeah, over the moon, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just demonstrates yet again we've got a highly connected fracture system, and with a very high oil column height. It should be a fantastic producer when we get it on production.
The oil down to number was the big number you were after, and that's and the water. It's been absolutely fantastic on that front. So you've now got two wells which you suspended as producers. So when things kick on, you've got somewhere to go straight away. So we'll go to the EPS and everything else in a minute or two. But last week, as well as being on the rig, and you were active on the move in the City of London and other places, because you raised 70 million quid last week, and you've got a 4.4 million open offer for shareholders as well. So tell me how that went. It sounds like you were oversubscribed, you did it at 34p.
Yeah, a lot of interest. That was a busy week. I mean, you don't just find 70 million pound in London overnight. Oversubscribed. We got some fantastic new shareholders, existing shareholders following. And it was a fantastic win. Over the moon.
And your big shareholders stood their corner.
Absolutely.
So they're obviously delighted with everything. Given that the share price has gone up from 9p to 40p in the last few months, it's been good for everybody. So the reason, people always say, what was the reason for raising the money? And from what I read on the document, it said effectively two things. One was to start the process of the EPS. In terms of putting the money down on some of the long lead items, and the other thing was to drill the two wells. So, talk us through what you're doing in terms of the spending the money.
Okay, well, the money is, as you said, it's long lead items. The letters keep to our deadline of first oil 2019. There's some key engineering that needs doing, as well as equipment that needs buying. On the wells, we're keen to drill Lincoln, which will be very soon, in fact, early next month, spudding that, and another well yet to be determined. The purpose of those two wells is to delineate the accumulation of oil in what we call the Greater Lancaster Area, so that when we proceed with our EPS, we know what the size of the pie is for the future full field development.
I like this Greater Lancaster Area because it's going to include Lincoln and Whirlwind and Warwick and all sorts of stuff as well. I'm calling it the Hurricane Hub.
Oh, I like that. Thank you very much.
You've been putting out more press releases than anyone can think of, but in early October you announced that you'd appointed or you selected Technip and FMC technologies for the subsea activities as being mm-hmm. subsea providers.
That's correct.
What made you, how did you do that? And well, I'm going to ask you a nasty question because it said in the document that you had a sort of innovative financing agreement. So tell us about the subsea bit first of all.
Well, we've been working with these guys for several years now. Got to know them extremely well. Very competent. They've got equipment that's out in the west of Shetland. They know the area. And as far as innovative, well, we did an innovative deal with Transocean, and we've done one with these guys, and we'll keep the details of that ourselves, because it's a case of companies understanding the tough situation the oil we are in with low oil price and finding a way around it to our mutual benefit. So, yeah, it's a good deal all round.
So while we're on the subject of ordering kit and so on, you mentioned a minute ago that the long lead items for the EPS will be underway, but we're hearing talk about FPSOs and things like that. So tell us, you might as well tell us how you're going to hope to take the offtake, at least to begin with.
And, okay. Well, the FPSO is obviously necessary, and we're in discussions with a number of vessel providers. I anticipate we will have some positive news on which way we're going to go before Christmas. And then, of course, we'll require funding. And we have a funding plan that takes us through to the EPS. That may or may not include a farming partner, but we have a route without a farming partner because we have a very clear deadline for 2019 oil, and we don't want to drop the ball on that.
Good. Well, there are a number of questions that come out of that. Obviously, the FPSO is one thing that you're in the process of. The money that you raised just now, I understand, will take you through anyway till about this time next year with the EPS and drilling two wells and so on. At that stage, you will have, you know, as I understand it, the total cost is something in the region of $300 million at today's money, maybe a little less if things work out positively. You're obviously thinking, you sitting down with your finance director and the board, thinking about different ways of doing it. So, first of all, it may be a debt thing, although RBLs are pretty much a thing of the past. Debt thing, possibly some more equity. And we have to turn to farm outs. Earlier in the year, you ceased the farm out process when you received the money from Kerrigan and Crystal Amber. Perhaps you could tell us what the status of that is at the moment, where you're planning to take that.
Okay, certainly. Well, the farm out remains on the cards. We have interested parties, very interested, having seen the well results. And we will be opening the data room the latter end of the year, before Christmas. And then, well, we shall see. We are and have stated that we're interested to bring in a partner for full field development. If we can get somebody in on attractive conditions for the EPS, then of course we'll be keen to do that. But make it very clear that we have a route to the EPS out.
You're in a very strong position.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually running the show for a change.
And of course, the EPS, taking it through, will end up, if the numbers are right, which we'll come to in a minute, being just the beginning of a full field development.
That's correct.
And the hub that we talked about with potentially others as well.
Yeah, we mustn't lose sight of what the EPS is. I mean, the EPS is designed, obviously, to make money.
Yeah.
But it's designed to establish how that reservoir is going to perform under long-term test conditions, under commercial test conditions. And based on that information, we'll know how to take it to full field development. And full field development, well, that is something that's, we've always said, is not for Hurricane to do. That's a larger organisation needs to take that forward.
Yeah.
But the EPS is a very different kettle of fish.
That's and of course, and the numbers have changed dramatically as well. Going back to the Capital Markets Day, I remember you had a slide which said something like 60 to 400 million barrels. When we had you had success in the wells, you put a sort of base of 200, now 300.
Yes.
This is beginning to look very exciting, because if your base number, I'm not trying to pull big numbers out of you, Robert, because it's not fair, but you know, the numbers are, having done these wells, are beginning to make this look like very substantial development, and I'm beginning to hear some very high numbers, which you must be very pleased with.
Yes, well, you know, we are pleased. We've always said that there's potentially a large number. We've always applied a range to that, that's through the CPR process. And on that note, we will be actioning a new CPR, which will be published early right. next year.
That's the next question. Oh, fun enough. There you go. You, so you've got a. Yeah, you'll need a CPR. Obviously, you plan one. I noticed in one of your announcements you said you are doing a CPR.
That's correct.
For first half of next year. So that process is underway at the moment, and you'll be publishing that in the
new year. I mean, basically, there's, if we remember, the last CPR was published just before we listed. We've got three new wells since then on Lancaster.
Yeah.
Lots of new information. And the ranges of recoverable resources, I think, will be narrow as a result of this this process, and hopefully higher.
Yeah.
So, that's ongoing. Just another task.
Well, I think one of the interesting things is a lot of people ask me about this west of Shetlands and Yore Harbour and where BP are and so on, and there's quite a lot of activity in the area with other things.
Yes.
Tell us what the OGA and what the government and people think about the process that's happening in the west of Shetlands at the moment.
I think the thing about the west of Shetlands is that lots of discoveries have been made, and a lot of them are sub-commercial. And what the area needs is a gas pipeline, and that's been discussed for many years, and there's an industry task force looking at that. Now, once a gas pipeline's in, then the whole scope of the west of Shetlands changes. What we think is attractive from Hurricane's perspective is where we are with our discoveries. We're in shallow water. It's a good place to put infrastructure. And if we can demonstrate what we believe is at Lancaster, then maybe it's sensible to put a pipeline close to or through the Lancaster discovery. Because we have potential satellites around us. You know, there's Whirlwind as an example. That's a gassy fluid. But again, substantial volumes. So I think that'll be the game changer for the west of Shetlands. And I know that OGA are actively involved in finding the optimum route for such a pipeline, amongst other activities.
And there will be a number of companies who are up there at the moment who would be sort of participants in the funding of that.
I would imagine so. I mean, that's to be discussed and confirmed.
But, I mean, the point is, when you're talking about even your 300 million or my 400 to 500 million barrels, you'd be producing, I don't know, 40, 50,000 barrels a day, possibly at some stage through that. I mean, one of my readers said to me this morning that if it was like that, you'd be the second biggest oil field in the Greater North Sea.
Yes.
So a pipeline would just would be the icing on the cake.
It certainly would. It means that you could really, really get after this resource or resources. And if we are successful in our exploration drilling this year and the next two wells, then what is the size of the prize? Warwick potentially 250 million barrels, Lincoln the same. So we're looking at potentially adding another half a billion barrels. I mean, it sounds incredible, doesn't it? Half a billion barrels. Now, where are you going to look for that kind of volume in the UK?
There can't be many fields or satellite fields or hubs around the world that are going to give you such a good opportunity to provide good quality oil reasonably close to marketplace.
There you go. That's the benefit of basement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the benefit of basement. Yeah. I like to see that. Time is, as always, beginning to run out, and I'm really grateful that you've managed to spare some time with us, because, so you're only on the rig yesterday and you're going off to do a whole bunch of other things, and speaking to Kerrigan later, and, which is exciting. You've gone through the dream a bit. This is exciting. I always ask people to say at the end of an interview, what's your vision for the future? What's the dream? To a certain extent, you've answered that question already, but why not just sort of wrap it all up for us and just tell us, the feels, the plans, the excitement, and having got here, because, not everyone believed you to begin with. And,
certainly didn't. There's very few that did.
But although Basement has been a success worldwide, it's taken a bit of doing to persuade people it's going to work. So,
we are in a very, very conservative industry. We know that. That's the oil patch for you. But I suppose vision, I'd like to see the EPS succeeding as we anticipate, the full field development executed, and then Hurricane, we'll see Hurricane in a very different position then. with real revenue, and then the opportunity to take our model elsewhere. There are plenty of basins where basement has not been exploited, and I think what we've learnt over these few years with Lancaster and what we are going to learn with the field development will set us up to go elsewhere. It's a growth model.
Well, it's a very successful growth model already. Robert, it's very kind of you to come and talk to us. With such excitement coming on in such short space of time, this is one of the things that makes Hurricane so exciting, with the, you know, the final investment decision next year,
yes,
going ahead with that, and oil in 2019 through the EPS and possibly full field development. It doesn't seem like it was only a year or so ago you came in to talk to us about it for the first time properly, and I'm very glad it's been so successful.
Thank you.
So thank you very much indeed to Dr. Robert Trice, who has been my guest today on TIP TV CEO interviews. Thank you very much.